Hello, hi, can I help you today? Hi there. Thanks for picking up. I'm curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Assimi Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Ah, Mary from Dasha AI, nice to meet you. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI in the voice AI space, but I'd love to hear from you directly what makes your platform stand out. What kind of solutions do you provide for companies like Assimi Plumbers? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, especially when trying to balance quality leads with cost efficiency. Sometimes it feels like chasing a moving target, right? How exactly does your AI handle lead generation differently to boost revenue? Tell me more about balancing quality leads with cost efficiency. Sure thing. Balancing quality leads with cost efficiency means finding leads that are genuinely interested and likely to convert without spending too much on outreach. It's a bit like fishing. You want the right bait to catch the best fish without wasting too much time or money. Our AI automates conversations that feel natural, so it can engage prospects effectively and qualify them quickly, saving your team time and reducing costs. Does that sound like something that could help your business? Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Ah, I love that question. Painting a picture of success. 12 months from now, I'd imagine your AI is seamlessly handling a big chunk of lead conversations, freeing up your team to focus on closing deals. You'd see a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in with conversion rates climbing and revenue growing noticeably. Plus, the cost per lead would be lower because the AI is working efficiently around the clock. Sounds like a win-win, right? What would your ideal outcome be? What do you mean by freeing up your team to focus on closing deals? Why is that important to you? Great question. What I mean is that when your AI handles the initial lead conversations, qualifying prospects, answering basic questions, and scheduling follow-ups, your sales team can spend more time doing what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. It's important because closing deals directly drives revenue, and having your team focused there means less time wasted on repetitive tasks and more on high-impact activities. Plus, it can boost team morale when they're working on meaningful parts of the sales process. Does that resonate with your experience? Tell me more about how less time on repetitive tasks and more on high-impact activities affects your team. Sure. When your team spends less time on repetitive tasks like cold calling or basic info gathering, they avoid burnout and stay more motivated. Instead, they can focus on high-impact activities like personalized follow-up strategy and closing deals, things that really move the needle. This shift often leads to better job satisfaction, higher productivity, and ultimately stronger sales results. It's like upgrading from busy work to meaningful work. How does your team currently handle those repetitive tasks? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back to now, great move. Well, some common challenges businesses face include inconsistent lead quality, limited sales team bandwidth, and the high cost of manual outreach. Sometimes it's tough to keep up with follow-ups or personalize at scale. Does any of that sound familiar? What would you say is your biggest hurdle right now? What are all the ways inconsistent lead quality, limited sales team bandwidth, and high cost of manual outreach are affecting the business right now? Ah, good question. Inconsistent lead quality can mean wasted time chasing prospects who aren't really interested, which slows down your sales cycle. Limited sales team bandwidth means your reps might be stretched too thin, missing opportunities, or dropping the ball on follow-ups. And high manual outreach costs eat into your budget, making it harder to scale. Together, these issues can stall growth and frustrate your team. Does that hit the mark for you? Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues stall growth and frustrate your team? Absolutely. When lead quality is inconsistent, your team spends precious time on dead-end conversations instead of focusing on prompting prospects, which slows down closing deals. Limited bandwidth means your sales reps get overwhelmed, leading to missed follow-ups and lost opportunities. Definitely frustrating for motivated teams. High outreach costs limit your ability to invest in growth initiatives or hire more staff, creating a bottleneck. All this